Ron, I can almost hear someone listening today saying, oh no, not another sermon about money. I imagine that's a fairly common response, isn't it?
It sure is, Brian, and there's no doubt about that. It sort of reminds me of how Moses may have felt in the book of Leviticus. God repeated himself over and over again. And not just in Leviticus, but in many parts of the Pentateuch when he was preparing the Israelites to become a nation unto themselves. But here's the thing I'd say to encourage anyone who grows weary of messages about money or any other subject that may seem, at first blush, a bit overdone from the pulpit. As pastors and teachers, our job is to teach the Word of God. So if God himself talks about money over and over again, and he does, then to be a good steward of my role in the body of Christ, I'm obliged to talk about that subject often enough to demonstrate how important the subject is to God. But let me also add something to the conversation, or I should say expound on something I mentioned earlier today. This is not merely a message about money or about tithing or about giving. It's a message about our very lives. Even our own bodies and souls are not our own. They've been given to us for a reason, and we are stewards of those things just as we are stewards of the material possessions God has entrusted to us. So when I talk about stewardship, I talk about it in a whole life kind of way. Even though money is clearly an important part of that conversation, it's just that. It's a part. It's really about getting to a place in our walk with God where we can respond the way Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Whether it's money or time or talent or anything else God has given to us, we strive to get to that place where we can say, "Not my will, but thine be done." So be encouraged today. This message is about so much more than what we do with our money. It's about learning to live lives that are fully consecrated to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of life. And yes, that includes our bank accounts, but it includes a whole lot more.